The very idea of private property is a fairly recent one. You know, it all used to be based on the commons. The idea of the commons is now coming back into our discourse now that it's all been destroyed. But the idea originally was that our societies were a commonwealth, right? The British Commonwealth is a famous phrase, but the wealth wasn't held in common is the problem. It was given lip service to. And private property literally means property that the commonwealth is deprived of. It is no longer common. And so now we have a situation where 1% of the population owns about 90% of the property of the world, and everyone is deprived of it. And this is why you have revolutions and terrorism and all of that. There is a basic unfairness in the way that the goods of the universe are distributed today because of greed. It has absolutely corrupted the minds of people. And because everyone doesn't want to give up their own greed, they have no way of resisting the system. Because their hope is they're going to win the lottery one day, and they want to hold on to their private property. So the system has created a way of hypnotizing everyone into acting against the interests of all. So this can't be fought on a political level or a social level. That's fruitless. But the more people who opt out of that system of greed, then the more that this understanding of the commonwealth will be returned. And the real wealth is the wealth of love. It's not the wealth of property out there. It's our capacity to love one another generously, knowing that there's nothing to hold on to anyway, and that the more love we give, the more we receive, the more we are supported by the source of love. And when you realize that is the only wealth, the only joy, the only health even in this plane, then that's what you want to invest in becoming a giver. And the more that you do that, the more that shall be given to you. So this principle has always been understood, but today the ideology has obscured it and given us contrary directions as to how to live our lives, and we see the results.